If there are 100 beds of truma produce which has been replanted, and there's one of chulin, one of normal produce, and you don't know which one, you now don't know which is the normal produce and which is the truma produce, which was grown from truma seed, and which has to be dealt with, as we've been saying in all the previous Mishnahs. So what do you do over here? In this case, kulan matirin bedavar shezaru chala. All are permitted if the product planted is of a kind whose seed disintegrates. Meaning when you plant the seed, when the thing grows up from the seed is finished, it's no longer there. In examples, he brings over here, wheat, barley, etc. So these, the sages treated leniently. Right, if the seeds are no longer there, so then it's kind of more room to say that it's a new thing which has come up. And so in this case over here, all would be permitted, because really biblically it's permitted anyway. So the sages were lenient in this case. But if there is, it's a kind of species whose seed does not disintegrate. An example he brings is onions. Onions, the bulb remains, right. Even if there are 100 of normal produce and one of truma, so even the other way around, the one bed is only one bed of truma, then kulan asurin, all of them are forbidden, meaning all of them have to be treated in the manner we've set out in the previous Mishnahs, and you'd have to treat them all as like that. And he brings a note over here, because produce attached to the ground is not cancelled by a preponderance of 100 to 1. Because it's still attached to the ground, so that 100 to 1 ratio doesn't kick in.